In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the catacombs of Rome, there are the earliest pictures of Jesus. They portray him as the Good Shepherd carrying a sheep on his shoulders. The shepherd responsible for finding the lost sheep goes out into the wilderness and discovers it huddled in fear and incapable of movement. The shepherd must bear the burden of the sheep to restore it to the flock, just as Jesus bore our burdens when he was nailed to a tree outside Jerusalem. But when the shepherd bears his burden home, there is rejoicing, for the lost has been found. Jesus finds himself in Jerusalem during the winter before his death at the Feast of Dedication, when Israel remembered her leaders, the ones in the past who spoke for God, many of whom were shepherds. These leaders called Israel to repentance, and then they comfort them with the hope that one day a shepherd would come who would be the Messiah, the Christ, the Savior from sin. The Jews, seeing Jesus standing there in the temple, asked him a surprising question. How long do you make us wait in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. There are many who do not know that Jesus is the Christ. Maybe you know someone like that. Those who questioned Jesus heard from his own lips who he was and saw with their own eyes the miracles that he did that testified that he was releasing creation from its bondage, but they did not believe that Jesus was the Christ. They weren't his sheep. Jesus' sheep hear his voice and they follow him. You know how important it is to hear the voice of the shepherd. For there are many compelling voices out there today. And some of those voices are from our world, a world that hates Jesus and hates his sheep. And what those voices tell us is this: you don't really need the Good Shepherd. You can do it on your own. You have the resources in yourself to venture outside of the sheepfold and be productive and survive. Take control of your lives. You're capable. You can do it. Look at all the opportunities out there. Look at all the things that you can have. Go out and get them, and then you will know that you have it made. Sometimes those voices come from within the church, voices that are even more subtle and devastating than those first voices. And they go like this: you need Jesus the Good Shepherd, and he wants you to enter his sheepfold, but you're not trying hard enough to enter. You're not praying hard enough. Your faith is not strong enough. You keep sinning and become distracted. You must do better. You must work harder. You must find Jesus, and he will reach out his hand to you. And all you need to do is reach out to him and accept his loving embrace. And when you finally surrender to Jesus, he will bless you with all kinds of things. You will know that you are his sheep because you will be happy and you will be prosperous and you will be surrounded by evidence of his love. Now, I don't know about you, but I fall for these voices all the time. Every day I think that I can do it without the Good Shepherd. I rush out into the world thinking that I can make it on my own, that I'm in control, that I don't need him, and I don't need his community. But then I hear the shepherd's voice, and I remember who I am. I am a dumb sheep, and sheep need a shepherd. And then I remember Jesus' parable about the lost sheep, that the shepherd must bear the burden of carrying the lost sheep home. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." To lay down one's life is the ultimate act of restoration. The burden the good shepherd bears is the burden of our brokenness. And without the death of the good shepherd, there is no restoration, no salvation, no hope. The good shepherd must lay down his life for the sheep to free his sheep to follow him wherever he might go. And the shepherd must find the sheep. They can't find themselves, nor can they work their way back into the sheepfold by trying to be good or trying to be acceptable to the shepherd. In fact, they don't even have to want to be rescued, and the shepherd will rescue them anyway. The shepherd does it all. Restoration brings joy to the shepherd and the community when he returns with the lost sheep. Joy is over the sinner who repents. The good shepherd's ministry is all about calling sinners to repentance, calling sinners to hear his voice and follow him. Tomorrow, there will be shepherds called, and there will be some who have to wait. Today, it's all about vicars and deaconess interns, all of whom are going to serve Christ in his church in their various vocations. Remember always that the risen Lord is your good shepherd. In his resurrected body, you see what you will one day be and what you already are now. For Jesus gives you even now eternal life, and not one of you will perish, for no one can snatch you out of his hands. Listen to his voice. Believe that he is the Christ. And green pastures, still waters, and cups overflowing await you and the saints who you will serve. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.